The number of active hate groups in the Northwest dropped dramatically in 2013. That's according to an annual count released Tuesday by the Southern Poverty Law Center. It finds last year the number of skinhead, neo-Nazi, Aryan Nations, and other extremist groups in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho was at 28, down from 42 the prior year. The decline mirrors a sudden shift in extremist ranks nationwide. Mark Potok wrote the report. He says in part it has to do with the strengthening economy. But, he says, President Obama may have also contributed to the decline.
I think unlike his election in 2008, which really spurred these groups to grow, his re-election had an almost opposite effect. It was very disheartening to the extreme right.
The report names a Holocaust denial group in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and a white nationalist group in Eugene, Oregon. Many of the nationalist groups, however, were in the region's urban hubs, including two black nationalist groups in the Portland area. North Idaho was once the home to the headquarters of the Aryan Nations, but Potok says Idaho now only has 9 active groups statewide.
The reality is that the radical right in Idaho has had a very rough go of it over the last 10-plus years. At the same time, however, Idaho had 19 militia groups last year in 2013. So it's not like these groups have gone away, but they are certainly far weaker in Idaho, and in particular in the Idaho Panhandle, than they were 10-15 years ago.